entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
You're listening to To The Max.
To The Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Well, aren't you just so happy that you're here tonight, Tamara? We're listening. We're listening, and you're listening to the Max and Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. What's going on, everyone? How are you, Tamara? I hear you. Pull up your mic. Welcome. It's like,
pull up my mic. Oh, my God. Max, we are in the studio. It is so great to be back here with you again, my darling. This is just, you know,
it's our space. It's our place.
It's our hangout.
And not only is it our hangout, but everyone that's listening tonight, it's your hangout too. So we're glad you're hanging out with us here. Excuse me for my intro. It was a little delayed because, you know, I'm on my T-Mobile Sidekick getting text messages and Twittering and getting everything ready for the show. And I'm just a little behind. But better late than never. Like, anyway, you know what? I've got to, actually, I'm going to dedicate this show tonight to DJ AM. A great friend of mine, you know, I've known him from around the way. Unfortunately, he passed away this week, and it was a big loss in the community. You know, he was with Nikki Ritchie, that's how a lot of people know him, and great friend of Paris Hilton, and just a great person, and unfortunately, he died this week, so we have to give a big shout-out to him. I said, DJ AM, you're spinning for God now, so do your thing. But on a brighter note, my friend Nikki J had a baby, so that's fun. You know, everything is in we are right now where we're supposed to be. And speaking of being where we're supposed to be, I've got to say happy birthday. I mean, I get some emails that say, why do you always say happy birthday to people? I say, you know why? Because I'm blessed to know people, and if it's their birthday, I'm going to shout it out. So Dr. Renee, you know, she bought us Lady T. It's her birthday today. And Richard Figueroa, happy to you. Happy birthday to you too today. Karen Cord, Harriet Fidlow, my Auntie Harriet, Lisa, Charib, Richard, my good friend Spastico, it's your birthday too. Amber, your birthday is coming up. Janine, Victoria, Richard, Wilson, and Frank. And, of course, our very own Tamara. Your birthday is coming up this week.
Max, it is. I'm excited. Thanks for reminding me. Couldn't be at a better time in this place in my life. I think I've actually blown the lid off my upper limits of pleasure. And it's incredible. Right. To be this age and to have a birthday coming up and just to be alive at this time, it's just absolutely incredible for me.
To celebrate, right? Celebrate life.
Yes. Yes.
You know, speaking of celebration, I've got to tell you, this week, you know, like, summer's winding down. I could feel the temperature shift here on the East Coast. You know, I'm in the studio here tonight on the East Coast. Tamara is in our West Coast studio. So, you know, I've got to let you all know that. But the weather is cooling down. Summer's winding down. School is starting. Labor Day parties coming up, you know, next weekend. And my sister and I went out the other night. And, you know, we're like, what's going on in our backyard? You know, everyone wants to go out all over the place. No one ever wants to check out what's going on, like, you know, in their neighborhood. So we go for a ride. I got to tell you a great story, everyone. And we stumble across a little church fair. Now, long story short, I'm getting my cars back from Italy, my father's vintage cars, and I've been really concerned about the shipping. You know, I haven't seen these cars in like 15 years. It was like the longest drawn out thing. I'm so excited to finally get like a piece of my father back, so to say. And I was like so concerned about the shipping, you know, because I'm like, they have to come from Italy to New York and the shipping, it's like this whole big deal. So there's a point to this, I promise. So we go to this fair, stumble on this fair, and it's St. Theodoro. So we're like, whatever, you know, there's like five rides. It's really cute. It's like in the backyard. You know, there's like all these Italians, and it's just like a cute little church fair. So I'm like, I got to Google see who this saint is. You know who this saint is, Tamara, and everyone out there listening? St. Theodoro is the saint of shipping.
Oh! Wow, how's the synchronicity? Look at there.
Like, I'm like, you know what? I just love life because where we are right now is where we're supposed to be. And like at that moment in time, I was supposed to know who St. Theodora was because that was going to be my angel for shipping those cars over here. So I'm really psyched about that.
That
you
is
know
so
what I mean?
Cool. See what happens when you're open like that, Max? I just love that. I mean, you tap into what's happening in your environment, and with the angel readings and divine interventions that we've been having on our show, I mean, look how you're just like walking in the light, and you put it out there in the universe. It's comforting you.
It is. And you know what? I've got to tell everyone, speaking of comforting, I've got an amazing vodka coming out. So stay tuned for that, because I'm going to give you more information on that. You can always find it on horseneck.com. That's going to be our first distributor. We're looking for distributors. It's going to be an amazing vodka that I'm producing from the Netherlands. Should I give more information, Tamara? Why not?
You know, I think it's exciting.
Put it out there. So it's distilled 5 times. It's a super ultra premium, very smooth, amazing vodka. You guys are going to love it. I'm not sharing the name with you, but I just had to let you all know that it's manifesting. I've been working like to the midnight hour, past the midnight hour on the label. Mm-hmm. So I've got to say thank you to Tony for helping with that. But really, it's exciting. You know, and the funny thing is, Tamara, I don't even drink. You know, I'm allergic to alcohol.
I love that about you.
You know, and it's going to be a fun new adventure. And I think, you know, when you're open up for anything in life, you know, obviously with discernment, you get what you get what's coming to you. And that's why what goes around comes around. So you put good out and good's going to come back to you. And that's why we're here tonight, because we want to put some good out there to all you listeners. So we want to open up our phones to you. The number here is 323-203-0815. We want to hear your dedications. We've got the amazing Whitney Houston song, her brand new song from her album, I Look to You. We've got the song, I Look to You. So we're going to take dedications for that tonight. We're going to play it later on in the show. And, you know, Whitney's got her first big interview with Oprah coming up. So it's going to be interesting. Oprah's in 24th season. And Whitney's song, I Look to You. So if you want to make a dedication, this is now Love Songs at Night with Max and Friends. And you're here with Tamara and Max. And we want to hear who you love and why you love them and why you think we should play this song for them. So call us at 323-203-0815. Otherwise, Twitter me or Facebook me. If you're dating a married man and you don't want anyone to know, we'll hide you. We'll protect you. Right, Tamara?
Well, you certainly can be anonymous. And you know what? Speaking of love, Mr. Max, I had my second full day, 10-hour workshop for human sexuality yesterday. And I cannot tell you how beautiful it was to watch the hearts of all my participants just unfold right before my very eyes. And it was so beautiful to watch them let go of anything that prevented them from connecting intimately with someone else, even if it was just in the group there that day. It was so beautiful just to experience what was available to them when they were able to let go of any baggage that prevented them from connecting. And that's what I appreciate about you, Max, too, is that you've really blown the lid off of, you know, limiting yourself with pleasure or connecting with people, being intimate with people. And I love that you and I together have created this inner circle where people really feel safe with us, that anything does go. You know, I mean, you can open and up and share, and Max and I are so great. We're so great, love, and just having that acceptance of whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it is you want to talk about, whatever celebrities we've had on the show, it's really been a sacred place for people to just be. And I love that about you and I creating this space for people all over the world. You know, we've had calls from Costa Rica and Canada and Switzerland. And good God, I mean, it's amazing the extent of our reach in the ether. I mean, out there, Max, it's just, it's amazing. And I'm so grateful to you for providing that for all of us.
Well, you know what? We provide it together. So I thank you for that. You know, we do get calls. Speaking of international calls and texts, I got a text message. I got a message actually from Fedide, who's in Bahamas. We have to say hi to her. And she's listening. So it's fun. You know, it's just like, I wanted a place where everyone can come and hang out and chill. And, you know, Sunday nights, 11 o'clock in New York, 8 o'clock in L.A., what's a better way to wind down than with some friends? You know, with the inner circle of Max and Tim.
I know. And remember when... remember when we were talking just like a couple weeks ago about when we're trying to grasp at love, when we're desperate for it and we're reaching for that butterfly out there, and really it, when you grab a hold of something like that, it just dies. Instead, we're about creating the garden for butterflies to be able to come to us. And there's love never has to force anything, and creating that warm and cozy place is just it's a great place for people to come and land. So I'm grateful for that we have that here.
It's good. It's all good. Now, you know, there's some topics I want to cover on this show tonight. First of all, you know, you can hear us on the internet, and that's a great thing, because you can go to www.latalkradio.com. You can listen to our show right there. And also, we have an application on iPhone, so you can listen to us on iPhones, on Blackberries, on Phoenix WiMAX, on so many different, you know, levels of technology. So speaking of the internet, because, you know, that's where most of our listeners hear us, what do you think of internet dating?
You know what, Max? I love the whole idea that it opens people up to opportunities that they would have never known otherwise. I mean, my dear friend, my neighbor, bless her heart, here she was a virgin all the way up till she was 40 years old. I got her on the internet on a site that she had a lot of things in common with other people. And bless her heart, she's experiencing more love in her life than she's ever known. And it's just, it's one exciting episode after the next. And she comes over, and you're not going to believe it, Tamara, this is what happened. And then on the other hand, my experience, I had gone online one time just to check it out. I had been recently divorced, and I thought, you know, let's just see what kind of bites I get out there. And, you know, because I am in the public eye, you know, I've got, you know, 300 students, you know, it wasn't the best idea for me, because people would start to show up in my class, in my audience, just kind of unannounced, and it's like, hey, I'm the one from the internet. And I'm like, how did you get past my assistant? How are you in here? So one of the things that just kind of didn't end up being like the best vehicle for me, but I know that it can be great for other people. And I encourage anytime, you know, people are able to connect in a way that is not, they're not out there like we are. You know, we tend to be more public people, you and I.
And, you know, and I'm just thinking about that, because you know what, being in the public figure, I mean, you would think the best place to meet someone would be the internet, because it's like, you know, you get to read their profile and they don't know that you're reading it. You know what I'm saying? But then it's kind of unfair, because the minute they know who you are, it's like, you know, if you Google me, you know, just Google Max Tucci, all of a sudden, boom, all these things come up. You know more about me than I know more about me. You know
exactly.
You know what I mean? It's like, you know what party I went to last. And it just becomes really unfair, you know? So like the whole dating scene for, like, you know, people who are in the public eye, celebrity or whatever, is really tough. But, you know, now would you, all right, let's say that we didn't have the radio show. We were just everyday people. Mm-hmm. Would you be for internet dating?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it is just, it's a wonderful gift that this planet has been given. I also think it lends to, you know, opportunities for affairs, you know, people that are in unhappy relationships or marriages. Yeah,
everything,
and
has
it's just
its up and down, you know.
Exactly.
But you know, tell me.
Well, you know what I absolutely love is that when anybody is squeezed, okay, no matter where you're at, what situation you're in, internet, not internet, what's inside is what's going to come out. And that's what I'm grateful for. Anytime there's any kind of exposure, it makes it much more difficult for people to be deceitful. You know, because the truth will always reveal itself. And that's what I'm super grateful for about the internet, about people being able to check up on other people. Well, who are you connected to? I think that really truth is always our best friend. And when you're out there and you're representing exactly who you are, it's really, are you still with me? Max, I think I've lost you. And I don't know if I am still live on the radio. So I don't believe I am. Hello. So you know what? On the off chance that I am still live, Okay. On the off chance I am still live on the radio, I definitely will keep at this radio show going. And I just want to say how grateful. Hello? Max, are you with
I'm
us?
I'm here. I am. Oh, I just, you know what I did by mistake? I pulled my mic.
Holy shit.
The truth will set us free. I pulled my mic by mistake. I'm here. Sorry, everyone.
You know what? You got so excited about the truth.
I did. Well, you know what? I was just like, no, because you know what? I like sitting down, but like I'm on this great system where I've got the mic attached to my headset, so I get to move around. You know what I mean? And anyway, long story short, I'm here. But
okay, good. So could people still hear me? I was like, look, you know, on the off chance that I'm still going. Okay.
You're still going. You know, like you're in my West Coast studio, I'm in the East Coast studio, but we're fine. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, I'm old school though, you know, and I really think that the way to meet people is really through friends. I don't know. What do you think about that?
Honey, I do too, because who knows you better than your friends, you know? And if they've really got your back and they've got your best interest at heart, it's like, hey, you know, listen, you're such a great gal. You're such a great guy. You know, I really can see the two of you together. And for me, that is like the most ideal, especially when you start to associate with people in the same circles. You know, you've really got a like-mindedness. You're more than likely to have that relationship work out just because you've got so much in common already. You know, you're not having to start from ground zero. That's why actors and actresses usually get together. You know, they've got the same kind of circle of people that they understand their profession.
Well, yeah, you know, it's also, but that comes down to like publicists and managers hooking people up and doing their thing. You know, it's like they've got someone working for them. You know, they've got like a built-in relationship, you know, expert working for them. So, you know, and it's like my manager always calls me and she's like, oh, I think that you're going to love her. You should. And I'm like, first of all, like you're in LA. I'm in New York. Thank you. But it's like, I don't know. I think, you know, it's just the whole relationship thing has gotten so, I think, out of hand. You know, there's like no more courting. It's like you meet someone on the internet, you talk to them once on the internet, and then like when you see them in person, it's like people just go and have sex with them because they feel like that communication already happened. I don't know. I just think I don't know if I'm for it or against it. I think it's kind of weird. But anyway, I've got my friend Ivy listening, and Ivy was the one who brought us, remember those amazing toys, the plush toys, like herpes in it?
Oh, God.
Like the,
oh, shit.
Herpes and stuff.
Yes.
So she's listening. So I want to say hi to Ivy and David. They're both hitting me up right now on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, hit
me
up.
Hi, Ivy.
And I'm also on Twitter.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, babe.
No, everyone's hitting me up. So hey. But you know what I mean?
I know.
But no, so, you know, it's kind of like whole weird that this, you know, internet dating. But whatever, listen, I always say whatever
floats your boat. But Max, I love your old-fashioned style because, really, I mean, when people think that the communication's already there and then they just hook up and it's like bed and breakfast instead of dating, I think we miss out on what could be. And I think it's more of that grasping. And I, you know, one of the things that I am such a huge advocate for is being the right person. So really creating that space. And Max, like we talked about last week, you know, I've just recently been open to expanding for more room in letting someone come inside my world. And that has been kind of new for me because I'm pretty content. You know, I'm pretty, you know, set with, you know, writing books and, you know, doing my thing and speaking. And, you know, I just recently thought, you know, I've always wanted to have that warm spot underneath the arm of my man. There's just something about that, that all is well with my soul. I'm thinking if to be able to create that. So one of the things I started to do was to work backwards and say, okay, I want to create that space inside of my heart for my man, that he, when he comes in to me, that, or he encounters, experiences me, that he feels that same feeling that I'm longing for with him. So there's a part of me that's saying, come on in, baby, the water is just right. But it's not for just anybody, for sure. And I have to tell you, Max, it's been very exciting because there's someone who has matched, you know, that level of depth and that level of intimacy that has been so juicy and so inviting and so warm that, you know, I just want to put that out there that really can be available depending on where you've placed yourself, where you've created the right person inside of you, instead of looking outside of you for someone else to complete you. It's already within you, and develop that.
Well, and you know what I always say, what you're looking for is looking for you. So I think first you've got to complete yourself. And once you're completed, you know, then it's like a relationship works. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, we give the greatest advice, you know, but people have got to be, you've got to be in the space where you want to accept it. I also feel when you give advice and people don't, you know, want to accept it, that they take it personally and then they start like hating you, you know. Mm-hmm. So we're not trying to rain on anybody's parade by any means. All we're mm-hmm. saying, you know, it's like tune into yourself, you know, and just make it happen. Make it work. You know, love yourself so you can love others and just be. But, you know, I want to tell you, I want to skip on. Let's go to another subject because there's so much going on tonight. I'm like all over the place with this Twitter, Facebook, and MySpace. Always hit me up, maxtucci.com, Twitter, maxtucci.com. Facebook, unless you're my friend, you can't hit me up there, but always send me a message if you want. And I want to talk about, what should we talk about? Let's talk about, I don't know, I just think, you know what, I just wanted to have a show tonight where you and I really, it was just us, you know? So
yes.
What do you feel like talking about?
Well, you know what, Max? This is so cool. I'm glad you asked that because I was just recently asked something in an interview that was so yummy that one of the things she asked me was, Tamara, what if you've already lived like your whole life and let's say that people are coming to your funeral, what would you want people to have said about your life? And I thought, wow, that was so cool because this is one thing I really enjoy about going to funerals is being able to decide how I really want to live. What do I want people to say at the end of my life? And it was so rolled off the end of my tongue, and that is that I hope that people would be able to go up to the mic and be able to say, you know, Tamara, she loved with all of her heart. She didn't hold anything back. There wasn't somebody she could have forgiven. There wasn't somebody she could have loved that she didn't. That her heart was wide open and that her candle was burnt all the way to the end. Like she really lived in a way that in the end, she had no regrets. No regrets. There was,
you know, my grandmother always says, in life, don't regret what you've done. Regret what you haven't done.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, and I'm a big believer in that. And, you know, like if someone asks me, what do you want someone to say at your funeral? I always say, when you come to my funeral, that thing, I've already planned it. You know, I've got
okay.
a little will. It's planned. Yeah. I want to have the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir sing, "Oh, Happy Day." You know, it's like, I've got the whole thing planned. Don't cry at my funeral because, you know what, we're just here having a good time, but when it's up, it's up. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
It's like, don't cry and just celebrate my life. So it's going to be a party, you know,
yes.
And it really is good. I'm like, you have no idea. It is going to be a party that people are going to come to and just enjoy it. So, and of course, you know, Max is always going to have the last word because I'm going to have a whole video of me. And at the end of the at the end of the service, I'm going to come up on the screen and I'm going to tell everyone what I thought of them. And I will have specific names.
So you know what? Everybody better start being nice right
now.
Guys,
because you don't want to hear what I have to say about you in my last reel. But no, that's a joke. Speaking of reels, you know, I've got an amazing, amazing thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if I even told you this. I shot a pilot to do a cooking show with Daryl Dawkins, Chocolate Thunder, NBA. And what's so great about that is that hopefully tomorrow really is going to be done, and then we're going to start shopping it. So, because Dale and I are going to do a cooking show, and it's like it's going to be such a great mix. And there, you know, there's been a lot of bumps in the roads and highs and lows, but you know what? It's been worth everything because when the reel gets done and Daryl and I are on TV doing the cooking show, going to be fun. So stay tuned to that. I just want to do a little bit of promotions. And what else did
That is so beautiful because, you know what, with your party in the end in mind, you can have parties all the way up to the very end. And you are really, you're going for it. I mean, you're living it. You're doing it. I mean, what an example for people who even thought about living their dream. They can just look to you and go, oh, my gosh, look at there. He's doing it.
I gotta say hi to Nicole Lee. She just hit me up on Facebook. Okay. So saying hi to you. Anyway, but yeah, no, you know, I think it's fun. But you know what? I want to talk about food and sex because I think I've been promoting that a little bit. And I don't know if it should be food and sex or sex and food. What do you think?
Honey, either way, it can all be just very sensual. You know what? That's so cool. Food and sex. I love being able to feed each other too. How sexy can that be? Especially if you have some juicy fruit, maybe covered with chocolate. I think to just tease and titillate and taunt each other with food can be very, very, very sexy, as well as nourishing at the same time.
Well, now what's your favorite food to play with?
My favorite food to play with, it would have to be like strawberries. I think some kind of juicy fruits. I absolutely love mango because it's not so tart, not so sweet. And I love to just like sink my teeth into it and just feel it gush through my teeth and then just to have it drip off. And how cool would that be then to just reach over with your partner and just gently and softly just kiss them on the lips and then come in hard and then just suck the juice right off their lips.
You know.
Wow. I think that would be so fun.
I think we're taking the show to another level right now, don't you?
I think so. And you know what? That's all in my head right now. So I've never actually tried that.
You know what? I've got to say congratulations to The View because they just won their first Emmy. The Curse is Broken. You know, the daytime Emmys are today.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go there. I'm going for Italy, so I can't. I got to be here. I can't be on the West Coast. But nonetheless, here we go. Congratulations, The View. Whoopi Goldberg, Barbara Walters, Sherry Shepherd, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, and Joy Behar. They broke the curse, so congratulations. You know, speaking of my girl Sherry Shepherd, she's got her show coming out on Lifetime, and I'm going to go to a taping of it here in New York. I'm so excited because Sherry is an awesome girl. Lady, I should say. And nonetheless, we're going to go see her. You know what I mean? But someone just hit me up saying that they like to have blue cheese vodka and sex in public places like rooftops. Well, I've got a vodka line coming out. I've got a blue cheese dressing coming out. So you know what? Just place your orders and you find the rooftop and the person you're going to do it with and we'll supply the rest.
Well, there you go. Wow.
I love media.
I love that, like right beneath the stars. And can you imagine if, like, I don't know, if you had like some kind of fire pit, like up on a roof? How cool would that be?
Amazing. Sharing,
like marshmallows, you know, over the fire pit and like feeding each other that. How sexy is that?
I think, you know, how cool rooftop. Look at y'all.
Could you be right?
Hit me up. What?
Underneath the stars, you know, where it's almost like you're suspended in space and you've got this aerial view of the world. I mean, just it all contributes to feeling like you're on top of the world. And then being able to sensually and sexually share that with a partner.
Well, you know what, everyone? If you want to call in and talk about your favorite sexual encounters, call us at 323-203-0815. We're live on Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Of course, with my co-host, Tamara Bowman. You can read more about her on latalkradio.com because we threw up her photo and her bio. And I got to say thank you to Rocco. Y'all remember Rocco from Fashion News Live.
Rocco
has also invited Tamara and I to become part of the Fashion Live family. So we're really excited. You know, I'm going to do some East Coast corresponding for him, so it's a lot of fun. You're going to be the sexpert with Fashion News Live. Look at you, Tamara and Max and Rocco.
I know. It's so exciting. We're just expanding our world.
We are. Expansion. Wait, what was it? Do you remember? Oh, I forgot. You know, I've got to download my shows. Everyone, speaking of downloading my shows, go to my archives at latalkradio.com and click on To The Max, and you can download the shows. But do you remember when we had... Who was it? I think Mika was on. And we spoke about abundance. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And we were like, abundance is ours. And then all of a sudden, it's like everything is just happening. September, I feel, is going to be a very prosperous month, don't you?
You know what I do? I'm anticipating it. Wasn't that amazing the way she did like readings for both of us? And I mean, here her deal was, Tamara, I'm seeing a relationship here. And I'm like, really? I hadn't really had the thought of it. And then look at you with your cooking show happening, and look at us, you know, getting on the website there with Rocco and your vodka line getting ready to launch. I mean, and me just starting my workshops and, you know, just having this new guy in my life that is just like a beautiful synergy between us. I mean, it's just like, that's what I said. I mean, I am just like blowing the lid off my upper limits of pleasure. And I'm like, how much can I literally take into this little body of mine? You know, and I'm just like, bring it on. I just feel like I'm vibrating at this frequency that is just like, oh, I just want to hold on because it's just so exciting.
It is exciting. And you know what? The best is yet to come. So you know what?
Yes.
It's like all these things that we're doing, the best is yet to come. Actually, there's a great quote. You know what? I'm so tired tonight. There's a great quote that I have that Jason sent. And the quote is, failure doesn't mean you're a failure. It just means you haven't succeeded yet.
Oh.
And that's by Robert H. Schuller. So failure doesn't mean you're a failure. It just means you haven't succeeded yet. So everyone, keep that in mind. If you're having a shitty day or you're a little bit down, just, you know what? What God has for you, it is for you. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. And we can rest in that. We can trust that. That even as you let go, you'll be caught in his hands.
Say that again.
Yeah, it's that even as you're like living on the edge, okay, because that's really like the space that I hang out in. And, you know, sometimes it can be very fearful because there's not a lot of security there. And it's like, oh my God, okay, so I just like spreading my wings. I'm just going out there. I'm waiting for the wind of the spirit. And literally, as you take that leap of trust or that faith or just trusting that the universe is going to catch you, really, either you're going to fall to the ground, the feeling is that you're going to just die, or you will be caught in the hands of God. And what's so exquisite for me is that every time I'm just lunging and forwarding myself into that space of the unknown, I am always caught in the hands of God. And it just takes me to higher and higher planes of existence, even as I'm so afraid that I'm going to fall directly to the ground and just literally die.
You know, there's a great song, and it calls, I used to sing it a long time ago. It's, we fall down, but we get up.
Yeah.
That's how simple it is. It's like, if you fall down, just get back up. You know, it's like, I always say, life is simple, we make it hard. Don't you agree?
Oh, honey, that's so true.
It's 11:30 here in New York, so we're halfway through the show.
Can you believe it? I can't believe it.
It's sad, but true. You know what I mean? Anyway, if you want to call in, the number here is 323-203-0815. I do believe we're going to open up the lines now, so we want to take your calls. I just wanted Tamara and I had shut the lines down, so if you got a voicemail or if you got a greeting that said we're not taking calls, I just wanted Tamara and I to have a minute to talk, you and I, because we always have such extraordinary guests on, like Chester C we had last week, and we have Mika on, and we just have so many great guests that we never get a chance to talk, you and I.
I know. This is extraordinary. I mean, we do before the show, after the show, but it's really kind of neat that we give our listeners that inside edge. You know, it's almost like they can be a fly on the wall with us, you know, and it's like, hey, like I really know those guys when they get a chance to experience us going back and forth.
Going back and forth. Mm-hmm. Rock-a-bye-bye. But No, I think it's a lot of fun. And, you know, people are like, I received a couple emails that are like, are you and Tamara ever just going to have a show, the two of you? And I'm like, I would love to. But, you know, it's like, the minute we book someone, I don't want to lose the booking. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, I kind of feel that. But anyway, I wanted to say hi to Anne Berlin. She's listening out there. Just hit me up on Facebook right now. You see, it's like we've got all the interaction going tonight. I love it. I love it. And Twitter. But now, what do you have planned this week besides your birthday, Tamara Bowman?
Oh my gosh, Max, I'm so excited because my class is starting. I've got 300 eager students just waiting, ready to talk about sex. I've got my song lineup so that when they come in, they're moving and grooving and they're dancing. And I got my anonymous sex bucket ready to go with their questions. So,
and you know what? We've got a call on the line. So, caller, who's this and where are you calling from? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello. It's Ms. Lisa Ambrosiak.
Lisa! Hello, my friend. Welcome to LA Talk Radio with Max and Friends.
Oh, fabulous.
Wow. So what's going on with you, my friend?
Well, I wanted to describe the viewers about the workshop that we had yesterday.
Lisa, that would be so great. Max, Lisa is a dear friend of mine who assisted me yesterday in that day-long workshop on human sexuality, and she just was so excited to share it with us. So, sweetheart, go ahead.
Oh, it was awesome. Tamara had a really unique program set up so that she could explain not only the sexual information that anybody ever wants to know about positions and STDs and making love and having relationships, but it was presented in such a way that it shifted everybody. It made such a huge impact.
Yeah, it was really neat, huh, Lisa, because we got some, people were crying. We led them through a process where people were really able to let go of guilt that they've had in the past.
Mm.
It was amazing.
And Lisa, what was it even like for you? Because some stuff was coming up for you, too.
Stuff was coming up for me, too, that I thought I had kind of worked through myself already, just past relationship issues and relating to men and sexual relationships. And as you described the other possibilities that we might not have seen before, you realize how much further you can go with it. And I think that's what shifted, because you realize, oh, I can let that go and I can try it a different way. So it just brought up old issues. It allowed you to kind of go through a mini grieving process so you mm-hmm. could move on.
Right. Yeah, that was so neat. And Max, I'm telling you, at the very end, we were all hugging each other. It was like nobody knew a stranger. There was such an opening, so much so that I experienced that myself too, that I feel a little homesick, like when it's all said and done and when it's over. So I was grateful that Lisa actually was there with me. And she started feeling nostalgic feelings and wanting to just reconnect with her people in her life and her daughters. You know, there's such an opportunity that comes from my workshops, when we come together, that people just really want to go back out then and love who they're with.
I wanted to reconnect with my ex-husband after 8 years.
Yes.
It was shocking. I wanted to reconnect with my ex.
Yes, and were you able to do that?
Absolutely, we were. We connected on the phone after that, so it was good, and we had a good conversation.
Wow.
I got to say hi real quick to Amberlynn again, because she just hit me up on Facebook. But,
okay.
No, I think, you know what, I think it's great when you're in a group of, you know why I think it worked, Lisa and Tamara? Because I think when you're in a group of people who are vulnerable and open to having change in their life, then it mm-hmm. works. Do you find, Lisa or Tamara, if there's a person there that, like, you know, they're eager to go through the process, but then there's that blockage coming up, that it's hard for the group? Or, because I've never been involved
yeah.
in one, so I don't know.
Max, it's amazing. Absolutely. There's always going to, be that is present there. And one of the things I do is address it directly, and with great compassion. I speak to the elephant in the middle of the room. So nothing is really getting past me when I'm coming from that observer point from the front of the room. So really, I'm just addressing it directly. And I ask for the help of the group, too, to just support each other and acknowledge it so that we can take whatever is that block and just remove it and say, look, there's nothing but love here for you. And so let's go there. Let's see what's available behind whatever it is that you're resisting. But really, because what you resist persists. So I don't even resist the block. I say, let the block be here. Bring it on. What's coming up for you? Challenge me. And that's what I'll do, is I'll challenge them right from the audience to bring it on, so that we can just really deal with this, look at it, and then really get underneath what's really calling forth. Because really what's calling forth in the question is, do you love me?
Mm-hmm.
Will you love me even as I'm being ugly right now?
Mm-hmm.
And so to
sure.
breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to tell you what's calling out right now are people. So if you want to call in, the number here is 323-203-0815. The lines are open, so I've got to thank you all for that. to call in. I got to thank you for calling in. But Tamara, I think, you know, it's interesting. I think once that vulnerability is open and you got that change ready, you know, that that you can actually let go. You know, it's like, let go and just breathe and enjoy life. You know, life is short, and why get caught up in so much shitty drama? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, one of the processes that I take them through to get past that block is, it's called a parts party. And they go through and they own that they're all of it. So really, when you have the eyes to see that you're the very thing that you hate, and you just embrace that and you own everything, I'm telling you, Max, you get really funny. Mm-hmm. So if somebody calls you a bitch, somebody calls you a slut, somebody calls you whatever, and you're owning it, mm-hmm. you're just going, and somebody even says, fuck you, right? And you can say, oh, well, yes, thank you. I haven't done that in a while. Thank you.
When someone says, fuck you, I'm like, is that your invitation?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, because I like what I see when I'm looking at me, when I'm looking past the mirror. But you know what? Our rooftop person just sent me a thing. My last girlfriend and I, used to have sex on rooftops all over the country. We would leave a ribbon marking the building so we could have a laugh and remember the good times.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
That's priceless. Boy.
But you know, make it happen. Make it work. But now, what is this anonymous sex bucket you have?
Oh my gosh. It's my most favorite thing. My kids love it. Every semester they say, damn, we're the sex bucket. So what I do is I've created this silver tin bucket, and I taped these French ticklers around it so that when they reach their hand in to put their question on the inside, they get a little tickle on their arm and their hand. And when they pull their hand back out, they just get all tingly. So it's great because anything that they're afraid to ask out in the opening class, it all comes forward to me in front of the class in the sex bucket. So I don't even screen half of them, but I will reach into the bucket, and it's great because whatever I open up, it seems to be so perfect and appropriate for what everybody wants to contribute to the answer with. So I'm telling you what, we got an amazing synergy that already happens right from the get-go. I mean, the minute I open up class and the music's pumping and everybody's connecting, and then I pull out those sex questions, I mean, it's a riot. It really is funny.
Tamara, am I going to be able, when I come out to LA, to do a class with you?
Honey, absolutely. You're going to be one of my guest speakers there. Are you kidding me? My kids are going to love it because they're already, as soon as I let them know about the show, I know that they're just going to be tuning in every week with us on Sunday night now that, you know, we're like regulars here. So we're going to have so much more of a vast, large listening audience. Like, you can't believe, Max. So just get ready because our inner circle, I mean, is about to explode. I'm feeling it. I mean, it's just, it's happening.
Well, you know what? If you're about to explode, why don't you call us here at 323-203-0815 because we're up for phone sex. But speaking of, I've got to tell you something really funny. I think fantastic. I'm looking on Facebook right now, and my friend Janita, she's posted pictures, and her boyfriend, now fiancé, they went to a dinner, and for dessert, he had them write in chocolate on the dessert plate, "Will you marry me?"
How priceless is that? And what did she say? Max, did I lose you again?
No, I'm here. No. Okay. And basically what it was is the plate said in chocolate, "Will you marry me?"
Okay.
Isn't that not the cutest thing? He asked for dessert, his girlfriend to marry him.
Oh, my God.
He sent out a ring. I think it's the cutest thing ever.
Oh, I do too. I just think the creativity with something like that is just limitless. And to surprise your part, well, I love good surprises. You know, it's those bad surprises that are not my favorite. But a surprise like that, how extraordinary is that? It's almost like those moments in time that are suspended, and it's like, oh, really? You know, just to be in that much love and to have it come in chocolate, you know, oh, man.
And then on top of it, you get a big-ass diamond ring. I mean, you gorgeous.
Oh, my God. Remember a couple of weeks we were talking about that if you want it, put a ring on it? You know, that song? Huh? We were talking about that.
That's, of course, Beyonce. If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. Oh, that song, right?
I love that song. I love it. If you love it, put a ring on it. You know, claim it. Make it yours. You know,
absolutely.
Because... oh, man, there's something about belonging like that. It's just,
It's good. It's a good thing. And in chocolate, There you go.
Yeah.
But, you know, so now listen, I'm, you know, we've got, can you believe Labor Day is just around the corner?
No. No. My mom had me on Labor Day.
Oh, how great is that? How is your mom? I love your mother. Hi, Tamara's mom.
Hi, Mom. Yeah, is she just not the cutest thing in the world?
She's fantastic.
I know. She is so great. She's like, now, honey, what are we going to do for your birthday? And, you know, actually, Max, for my birthday, I'm going to be in a workshop. You know, I am such a workshop junkie. I love being in seminars. In fact, if I could have my whole life be a seminar, it would be a walking seminar. I love that intense connection with people and personal growth. I love seeing how far you can go. You know, how big can you actually be? You know, how, I love that. So that's exactly where I'm going to be.
Well, you know what, Tamara, can you plug your website? Because we've got listeners asking where they can find you online.
Oh, yes, love. That would be www.tamarabowman.com. That's TamaraBowman.com. You can always get me there.
And then now, are you set up for Twitter yet?
Honey, someone set me up, and I don't know how they did it. So
all right, we'll figure
I may
it out.
Need to
I'll,
call
I'll
you.
After the show, we'll do it. Because, you know, we have our after-the-show program. But, you know, I've got to tell you, I've got to plug a store real quick. I was in this great store in Greenwich, Connecticut called Dighton Road. And Jennifer there owns the store. Just got to say big hi to you right now because I was really impressed by this cool boutique. You know, it's like just when you think that the economy has gone down and that people aren't shopping, you walk into a store like this and it's refreshing just to see that luxury still exists. You know what I mean?
Wow. And you know what, Max? I want to give a shout out to
you. Not a caller. Call your live.
Okay.
So live. Hello. Lower your radio.
Hello.
Hey, can you lower your radio? Who's this?
Hi, is this Max?
Who's this?
I'm Effie.
Effie! How are you, Effie?
I'm good. We are in Nantucket. We have Vanessa, Michael, Christine, Michael's sister, and one of his friends. All of us here at the Lola, and we are listening to you, and we wanted to call you and talk to you. It's so loud in here, but we're all glued to your program.
Well, we miss you, and you guys are at Lola 41, which is one of my favorite restaurants in Nantucket. Vanessa Noel, get your ass home. Enough of this in Nantucket.
Here, I put it in Vanessa.
Effie, how are you?
Hi, Vanessa. Hey, how are you? Oh, my gosh. I have so much to talk about.
Vanessa, honey, I miss you. Get home.
How is L.A.?
Wow.
We're here in Nantucket, and we miss you, and we have so many questions.
All right, give me, what's the sex question you have real quick? Come on.
What do you do when your mother hates your boyfriend?
What do you do when your... That's simple. Tamara, can I tackle that real quick?
What
I have to say, if your mother hates your boyfriend, your mother's not the one dating him. So it doesn't matter what your mother thinks anyway. It's what matters what you think.
Well, what do you do when you love and respect your mother so much and she's older and you care? And
that's where Tamara comes in.
Okay, and honey, listen, this is so perfect because you do love her. You do respect her. One of the things you can share with her is, and this is what I just did with my mom recently. I said, Mom, listen, I hope so much that you're able to celebrate in the love that I'm experiencing because nothing would make me more sad than to have to exclude you because there is so much greatness and there's so much love that's going on with me and my guy. We can't wait to include you. And I would just be so sad if we weren't able to do that, if judgment or somehow you felt that maybe it wasn't good enough or it wasn't right or somehow you were having issues with it. You know, I'm so sorry that you would have to miss out on the love that we're experiencing.
You know, I'm going to try it.
Yeah, so you're still
I'm gonna
honoring
try
her.
It. She's rather strong, and she's 82, and she's really a diva, and she's really fabulous, and I love and adore her. And I'm going to try it. And I'm going to call you guys next Sunday. I'm going to tell you how it goes.
Well, Vanessa, you know, Vanessa, all I care about is you getting back to New York because I miss you so much.
Honey, I'm coming back to you. I can't wait. I love Nantucket. but between like Hurricane like Bill and Tropical Storm Danny and the fog and my mother, honey, I'm coming back to the city and I miss you so much.
Oh my God. Come back to the concrete island. We miss you. We love you. And thank you guys for calling in. Hi to Effie, to Mike, to you, of course, to everyone at Lola 41, and get your munch on because they got the best burgers there. So I'll talk to you this week, Vanessa.
Cool. I'll see you soon. I'll
Good
call
night.
You. I'm going to start your advice. Good night.
All right.
Okay. Awesome. Bye, Vanessa.
Oh, my God. How funny. Poor
oh
Vanessa.
My God.
But you know what? I always say, you know, there's always a parent or someone, a friend. Someone's going to disagree with the person that you love. The bottom line
right.
is they're not dating them. You are.
Yeah.
So you've got to own the relationship, and that's basically it.
Yeah, and let them know that they're going to be the one missing out, not you. Not you,
you
and
what?
Your partner.
But I also, I always say, you know what? If someone's got something to say, hear them out. You know, because people know, you know, your parents know, your friends know you. Hear them out, but ultimately it's your decision because it's the person you love, not, you know, it's like... It's such a toughy situation. It's a toughy situation.
It's a toughy situation,
it's a
Mr. Rand.
Situation. But anyway, you know what? I just think, you know what? Love it. You know, I don't know. Life is short. You got to love who you got to love. But you know what, Tamara? We've got to wrap this show up, friend. So, everyone, Labor Day is coming up this weekend. Have a safe week. Have fun. Don't drink and drive. Be smart. If you're going to have sex with someone you don't know, wrap it up. You know what I mean? Yeah. And Tamara, words of wisdom for the week.
Oh, honey, you know what? Okay, how about this? Since people are in constant flux, this is from the Tao, understand that at any given moment, people are capable of the most astonishing spiritual transformation. So why should we ever pin them motionless with a judgment of good or bad?
That's the truth. The judgment of good or bad. And the judgment of good is you guys tuning into Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Tamara, we've got to wrap it up. We don't have any time to play any music because you and I just took over the airwaves. So Whitney Houston, I'm sorry about that, but we love you anyway.
Oh,
and your CD is out. But other than that, everyone, we want you to have a great week. Of course, we want you to take life to the max. And Tamara, I don't know if I'm going to be here next week because I've got a huge party that I've got to go to. So if I'm not here, will you cover for me?
Honey, I got your back.
And you'll bring someone in?
Absolutely.
And then I go
sweetheart.
To Italy. And then I'm going to Italy, too. So there's so much going on. Don't forget, I've got my vodka coming out. Tamara's got her book going out. MaxTucci.com, TamaraBowman.com. Twitter me, Facebook me, love me, love her. We love you. Mm-hmm. Everyone, enjoy your week. Summer's almost over. As you wind it down, remember to always keep a smile on your face because a new season's coming. So we love you. Have a blessed week. You're listening to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio with Max and Tamara. Good night, everyone. And Tamara, let's take life to the max. What do you say?
Woohoo! Good night, everybody.
I'm
going to
call you out the show.
You.
Good night.
You're listening to the Max. Only on LA Talk Radio.